the object itself is super thin and super light, and that's the tradition of French fan making, which means you can flutter, which means you can deconnect, which means you can have fun. And I think hand fans are part of dream in life. Make life lighter.
I think creation is always a dialogue. It's a dialogue in between heritage and new trends and in between people. Finding new inspirations and going through the archives and drawings that are, some of them, 200 years old. So for instance, there's heritage fans with pets that were made for clients at the beginning of the 20th century. And we worked with an illustrator called Marie-Victoire de Bacher, and she made a new version with a very trendy touch that is completely desirable today. I would say the fashion fans are really a way to express the heritage with patterns, a more graphic approach. And the couture fans are a way to challenge the traditional craftsmanship. There are many different aspects and materials at your disposal that you can work with. There's the, what we would say, the frou-frou, as we say in French, a tradition, which is made of fabric and how you can make a fluffy effect and you can have it embroidered, but also painted to create really unique pieces. There's another technique that is very dear to Duvelroy. It's called the feather marquetry.
I came across the path of Duvelroy with my business partner, and I discovered about the great French fan makers. We delved into the antique world of fans, and we had the chance to meet someone called Michel Mignon, who was the inheritor of the Duvelroy heritage. So Duvelroy was not active anymore, but he had kept from his grandfather everything, all the molds, the pleating molds, the actual fans. He showed this to us, and that's when we decided to partner with him to relaunch a new Duvelroy inspired by the heritage of this fabulous maison. This room is where we keep the treasures of the past. It's a heritage room with the archives of the Maison Duvelroy. Here you have a frame that was engraved in the 19th century with a kind of peacock pattern. And all of this comes from a shell. So it's actually several chips of the shell that you cut and blend into each other and then engrave to have something that's straight and that's a stick. And the finesse of these sticks is something that is characteristical about the French know-how. That's the frame. Then you have the leaf. The leaf is the upper part of the fan. This here is a pleated leaf in a metallic tulle. And this is what you use to actually pleat the textile. One by one, when it's inside, you cut what trims out. And tada, you have your leaf. So it's called cold pleating, as opposed to hot pleating in couture where you use steam. The language of the fan is a fantastic invention. We found in the archives of the house a little leaflet which was published saying how to use a fan to communicate messages. The biggest challenge of running a hand fan company is that there is not a big market. We're co-creating a market. The biggest challenge is having people want fans.
Duvelroy preserved traditional craftsmanship that was about to disappear in France and is still very, very limited. So it's preserving a craftsmanship but also challenging it. Again, it's not only keeping the heritage, it's how you make the heritage relevant nowadays and for the future.
There's a real need for fans that's been emerging. I really think they can help us disconnect, create fresh, clean air, and that it's an accessory we're going to need again.